forecast error, and accuracy. Since the first principle of forecasting is that forecasts are almost always wrong, organizations need to track forecasts against actual demand results and find ways to measure the size and type of error. Note that the size of an error can be measured in units or percentages, but often finding a way to put a monetary value on the error can help in focusing on the most expensive errors. Being off by $1,000 on an item that costs US$1 will differ significantly from the same amount of error for an item that costs US$100. Forecasters can use error measurements to modify forecasts to reduce the amount and costliness
of error.
If software does your calculations, the program can select the smoothing constant that will reduce your historical forecast errors to a minimum. Forecast error is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the difference between actual demand and forecast demand. Forecast error can be represented several different ways: mean absolute deviation, mean absolute percent error, and mean squared error. C. Deviation, mean absolute deviation, MAD, mean absolute percent error, MIP, mean squared error, MSE. The formula for forecast error as an absolute value follows. Assume a time series forecasting result with actual demand of 29 units and forecast demand of 33.51 units. An absolute value is a number that is stated without regard to positive or negative signs. So the absolutes of plus 4.51 and minus 4.51 are both 4.51. The equation above expresses the absolute value mathematically using vertical bars. For example, minus 4.51 equals 4.51. Absolute values of forecast error are used in some of the error tracking methods discussed elsewhere, such as mean absolute deviation, when expressing forecast error as a percentage, also known as absolute percentage error, IP. The equation is as follows, with a continuation of the prior example. Forecast accuracy is simply the complement of the forecast error as a percentage, expressed as follows, with a continuation of the prior example.